my wonderful friend. Welcome to Faith FM Drive Time. Welcome to Big Q&A. This is a show where we look at world religious trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Hello, I'm Caden, your host for today, and Merry Christmas to you. I'm the pastor of Bryce and Merrows Park here in Adelaide, South Australia. And on this very special Christmas broadcast, it's a privilege to be able to spend this time with you. Whether you're driving with family, preparing for lunch, or simply enjoying a quiet moment, thank you for tuning in. This week, our theme is Seeing Christ in Christmas. And today, on Christmas Day, we're exploring a truly profound question. The birth that divided history. Is it still relevant for today? In your studio with me is my co-host for this very special Christmas Day, Lindy Sperring, who will help us unpack the relevance of the Christ story for the world today and what the birth of Jesus means for us personally in 2025. So Lindy, Merry Christmas and welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
What an absolute privilege it is to be here on Christmas Day.
Yeah, it is.
That special day of the year where people across the world are gathering together. I'm very excited.
Yeah, that's right. And so many people are celebrating today and enjoying time spending it with whoever matters the most. And we hope you are having a nice day wherever you're listening from.
And perhaps we should mention there are probably those who are listening who may be on their own and not reconciled with their family. And perhaps we can send a beautiful spirit-filled cheerio to them to say, we're thinking of you. Please know that the Lord Jesus loves you and that he's waiting for you to come to him. And he's also able to bring reconciliation to you and your loved ones.
Yeah, that's right. And we from your Faith FM studio here, your family, want to just wish you a Merry Christmas. And we really look forward to the time that we have together right now. And Lindy, being a Christmas special episode, I thought we'd take a special look at some statistics about Christmas.
And,
what a big day it really is, because it's not just a big day for us and for people spending time with each other, but economically and financially, it's a massive day. In fact, one of the biggest days of the year. According to Retail Drive, which reports on Christmas spending, Lindy, last Christmas, the 2024-2025 period there, last Christmas holiday season in 2024, the retail sales worldwide reached around $1.2 trillion worldwide.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Can you imagine $1.2 trillion?
That's unbelievable.
That is big money. Mm-hmm. Big money, isn't it? And when you look at what that is composed of, they actually looked into the numbers and discovered about $229 billion of those sales were actually influenced by AI.
Really?
And AI marketing.
So people would put in a question, perhaps a present for my father who's 75 years old or something, and AI comes up with an answer.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe you're talking and your phone's listening to you and AI is there putting the requests on the adverts that pop up on your phone or your laptop.
And, I think my phone listens to me far more than my husband, Pastor Caden.
Really? Mm. Why do you suspect that?
Because it keeps popping up with things I say, whereas he seems to have not heard me.
It's a mystery, isn't it? And
it is.
we have Alexa in our bedroom. However, it has a little button on it, which you can turn off the microphone at any time. And so they've inbuilt it there for privacy, so that this won't actually listen to you if you don't want it to.
Oh, well, that's. That's a good idea.
But most devices don't come with this button.
No, they certainly don't.
And so, $229 billion of Christmas sales influenced by artificial technology. Then also they noticed that next year, they're predicting that sales would substantially rise. And they're predicting that this Christmas season now, and they predicted this some months ago, but they're predicting now for 2025, this Christmas holiday season from November through to January, they call it, could reach to 1.6 trillion dollars so worldwide sales.
So it was 1.2 last year and yes. Now up to 1.6.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah. Mm. So big, big money, isn't it?
It's huge.
It's not just a day, any other day of the year. This is big money for big business.
Absolutely.
And they've found, yeah, largely this is coming from online sales, but they've also noted a slow but consistent growth in the retail sector as well. So physical stores grew by 2.9%. Obviously, online grew a lot further, but maybe since COVID, the physical stores have picked up a bit. But Lindy, this really shows that Christmas is not just a day of time off or time with your family or celebrating Jesus, but it's actually one of the largest economic events on this planet.
Yes, I'm not sure how I feel about this, Pastor Caden. I'm astounded at how much money is spent for gifts. And let's be honest, some of those gifts either get re-gifted or apparently even vouchers that are given are often not ever spent.
Yeah.
So I understand about the gift giving, but I wonder about the economizing of people's budgets when they come up to Christmas and what they're spending all their money on.
Yeah.
When you consider we're living in times where people are doing it tough.
That's right.
Even here in South Australia, we have our ADRA, Adventist Development Relief Agency, has been working very hard to provide beautiful Christmas parcels for people in the community who are struggling. So on one hand, people are spending more by the looks of their projection. We won't know until probably middle of next year.
Yes.
And on the other hand, people are really struggling with electricity bills and other bills and being able to keep up with their food bills and everything else. So incredible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it makes you really stop and think, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
It makes you think, what is the true meaning of Christmas? Now, we know this wasn't the actual day that Jesus was born. December 25th was nowhere near the time of year that he was born.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless, it's the time that his birth is celebrated.
A bit like the King and the Queen of England. We celebrate on a particular day, but it's not necessarily their birthday.
Yeah, that's right. And different states here in Australia will celebrate their birthdays on different days sometimes.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So, today let's really consider what is the true meaning of Christmas. And see if we can rediscover Christ in Christmas amongst all those presents under the tree and try to find Jesus.
Absolutely.
In all this. And, we're going to be doing that, this evening. So don't go anywhere. We're going to have a thrilling time and, we enjoy your company here on Christmas Day. But, let's go to, a song now. And this is the song Little Town of Bethlehem. Beautiful one, isn't it?
Yes. I love this one.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome back. Merry Christmas. That was Little Town of Bethlehem. Just some beautiful music for your Christmas evening and wherever you're listening from, right around Australia. Welcome back to Drive Time Big Q&A, our extra special Christmas broadcast. And it's great to be here with my co-host, Lindy, and to celebrate this time together. Lindy, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much, and the same to you, Pastor Caden.
Yeah, thank you.
Caden and Lindy show is on Christmas Day, and our boss is probably sitting somewhere with his feet up, relaxing, Pastor Gary, and leaving it all to us.
Oh, yes, we wish Pastor Gary a very Merry Christmas from beach that he's celebrating it from.
From the beach, and I don't think we even get overtime for this.
No, that's for sure, but it is great to be here. And speaking of presents, because we've been talking about the amount of money that goes into Christmas and over $1 trillion worldwide every year, you know, we have a present, a Christmas present that we want to give to those listening. Perhaps you may not have received a Christmas present this year. We have a gift for you. And this gift is a beautiful book by Robbie Bergen. It's entitled Finding Messiah, How to Connect with God. This is a gift that we want to give to you. Let me just tell you a bit about it. The Bible tells us that humanity began in perfect harmony with God, but that sin shattered that connection, leaving us unable to overcome evil on our own. And so Finding Messiah, this book tells the story of God's love, a love strong enough to bridge the gulf created by sin and reconnecting us with the source of life and hope. And I think the world needs to have this gulf bridged with the sheer amount of focus on other things other than the meaning of Jesus. And so, yeah, this book explores the truth that real transformation isn't achieved through effort or education, but through the life-giving power of Jesus. It invites you into an authentic encounter with Christ, the Messiah who restores, renews, and brings us into the fullness of God's presence. And so if you want to discover Christ this Christmas, we have this free book that we want to give to you. All you need to do is text us right now with a code, and you just text the code and nothing else to our Drive Time number. And so the code for this special Christmas day is SA355, and you just text that in to 0488 80811, and we'll send this book to you entirely for free. So that code again is SA355, and you text that in to 0488 80811, and we'll send you this entirely for free. And speaking of AI, we have AI here at Faith FM, and as soon as you put that code in and you text it in to us, our AI chatbot will take over, and we'll just get a few more details from you so we know whom to send it to and where to send it to, and we'll get it to you as soon as we can. So that is fantastic.
Sounds like a great book, and Robbie's a wonderful man, been involved with Faith FM over the years.
Yeah.
And as you were speaking, reminded me of a song. It's a secular song really, but it's "What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just so little of."
Yes.
It's the only thing that there's just so little of. And when you talked about all those billions and trillions of dollars that are being spent.
Yes.
Really, the world needs love. And that love, the best love, the most amazing love, is through Jesus, our Messiah.
Yeah, amen to that. Yeah. And so we want to discover Christ this Christmas day. And focus on him. And that's why we're broadcasting to you. And that's why we've got this special Christmas episode, because we're conscious that many of you on Christmas Day are tuning in. And we want to connect with you today and share the joy of Christ's birth and his life and the promise of what he offers us to you today. So today, if you've been listening this week, we've been looking at this whole topic about the birth that's divided history. And today, Lindy, we're asking, is this still relevant? Because if you consider the way we count our years, that's literally prescribed by the birth of Jesus.
Absolutely.
We know history is literally divided into BC, before Christ, and AD, which is Latin for in the year of our Lord. Mm-hmm. And so Christ is literally the reason why we're in 2025 now, because 2025 years ago, he was here as a young person.
That's absolutely incredible. It's really a big division in history before and after.
Yeah.
And the world knows this. The world honors this. There is no question that Jesus lived.
No.
It's an historical fact.
Why would they count the years?
Well, that's right.
If it wasn't.
That's right. And so yeah. I would think that some people have made that decision that they don't want to have anything to do with him,
yes.
even though he did live, even though that our calendar honors him. It's very interesting.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I'm always fascinated about how before Christ, how they were counting years.
Yes.
I don't know. We say now like 400 BC.
That's right.
But what would have they said back mm-hmm. then? I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's an interesting one, isn't it?
There's probably something in Jewish literature that would open our eyes to that.
Yeah, probably.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, Lindy, we're going to be exploring this topic and why does the birth of Jesus still matter for us today? Mm. And so, Lindy, how do you see the relevance of Christ's story for us living today on Christmas Day 2025?
Well, look, I think when people think about Christmas, perhaps being with family is uppermost.
Yes.
There's a lot of family events that are organized in the weeks leading up to Christmas. There's lots of food preparation. You know, people think of eating roast dinners and puddings and having Christmas treats, sharing gifts, singing carols and laughter. But the real meaning behind Christmas has much more depth and significance. So
yeah.
Is Christmas relevant today? Absolutely, yes. In fact, probably more so than ever.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you've heard of the program called Road to Bethlehem.
Yep, I've heard of it.
Road to Bethlehem.
In another era, I used to play King Herod.
Oh, did you? I'm sure you would have been a great King Herod.
Oh, yes, I definitely was.
Well, yes, we had our soldiers. And so, yes, getting back to Road to Bethlehem. Back in Victoria when we lived there, the Nutterwadding Church started this program over 30 years ago, and it runs across 4 nights at Lilydale, up in Lilydale at the Edinburgh Adventist College there, on the grounds there. And over the 4 nights, hundreds of people come, thousands across
yeah,
the 4 nights.
Really?
Thousands. And there's over at least 400, if not more, volunteers who make it interactive and a living experience. And they sacrifice their time. I've seen God at work at that program, Pastor Caden.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen what I would say is evidence of the Lord being there and some healing amongst family and
yes.
renewed commitments to the Lord. So I believe it's a very powerful take, if you like, on the story of Jesus. And
yes.
people get to walk through an interactive displays at nighttime with lights and animals and real babies at the manger scene and a lovely prayer tent and a place for children to write their prayer requests. And so it's been a very, very important program that's now going across Australia, has gone to Mildura, gone to New Zealand. We've had it here in Adelaide. The reason I mention it is because today people are still valuing Christmas. I, across the years, noted that people who came to those programs weren't all even Christians.
Yeah.
But they liked the Christmas theme. They enjoyed the program. They loved it for their children's sake. So Christmas is still important. I also reflect that when you go to the shopping centres, Pastor Caden, you often hear Christmas carols.
Yes.
And Christmas
that's right.
carols are often, more often than not, honouring Jesus.
Yes, that's
and
right.
There's the carols that happen in the Meyer Music Bowl in Victoria. I think they do them in Sydney as well each year. And there's hundreds and thousands of people there singing carols. And many of them probably don't even stop to think about what they're singing. You know, like, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory yeah. to the Newborn King.
Yeah.
And so Christmas to me is still relevant today. And I think that what sometimes we forget in all the busyness and preparation for Christmas is the real meaning of Christmas. So Christmas is multifaceted for Christians. It's a celebration of the birth of Jesus, which signifies the arrival of God's love. Remember I said what the world needs now is love, hope and salvation. But for many others, it's just a bit of a cultural holiday. I have family members who keep Christmas,
yes,
but they wouldn't even think about Jesus at all throughout the day. Santa and the Grinch and anything else that's Disney or some other character, but they don't necessarily talk about Jesus and reflect on him.
No.
So, I mean, what do you see in that as well from your experience?
Yeah, definitely you see different groups emerge and you definitely have some who focus on the Christ aspect of it. But I guess since Jesus came and down through these 2,000 years since then, other things have crept into it. The idea of gift giving has crept into it. The idea of a Christmas tree has crept into it, and then other things that are a bit off center have come in, like the idea of Santa Claus and elves and the North Pole, and you just keep going, and it just gets wackier and wackier, and the Grinch, as you're talking about here.
Yes.
But none of that was in the first Christmas story.
No,
at all.
Except perhaps what's happened, I wonder if gifts have come from the wise men coming with gold, frankincense and myrrh.
Yes.
I wonder if the tree is a bit of a reflection of Jesus' death on the cross as well, and then the gifts of that. I'm not sure. Maybe some of our listeners would be able to answer some of that. But, you know, before we go on, I really want to read from Matthew about the birth of Jesus.
Yes.
Because it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'm in Matthew chapter 1. If anybody's listening, they might want to join in their Bibles. In the New Testament, the first book in the New Testament of your Bible, in Matthew and chapter 1 and verse 18, starting at verse 18. And this is just beautiful. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is an incredible story, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's unique.
And when we have the actors acting it out at Road to Bethlehem, like the husband's just incredulous. You know, here's the angel saying, your wife's pregnant. She hasn't been with anybody.
Yeah. It's
through the power of the Holy Spirit.
It's unbelievable.
But then it goes on to say these life-changing words, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
Mm.
Would you like to keep reading from 22 to 24, Pastor Caden?
Yeah, for sure. It says in verse 22, so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophets, saying, and then it quotes the Old Testament prophets, behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. I like that.
It's beautiful.
I like that a lot. How it, every name of God describes part of God's character, and this particular name describes how God longs to simply be with us.
And it includes us in this whole process. You know, when I came to understand that, I was just amazed. Emmanuel, God with us.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And verse 24 says, then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
What an incredible, beautiful story that the Word of God has. Just amazed at it, just amazed. And, you know, this situation is very different from any other birth. Very different.
Very different circumstances here.
She's not been intimate with anybody, and yet here she was pregnant with her first child.
Yeah.
And not just any child, but the immeasurable Son of God.
Yes.
An angel had visited her and explained what was to happen. And then her betrothed, Joseph, also had an angelic visit, and he was encouraged to support her. And then, of course, they had to travel. It was necessary due to a government census, and that meant they had to be in Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And that was the Bethlehem in Judea, as the prophecy has recorded, hundreds of years before the baby was born.
Yeah, that's remarkable how hundreds and hundreds of years before all of this, the prophet predicted that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem and that this census would trigger for that prophecy to take place.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. I'm not sure, Pastor Caden, how Mary felt about riding on a donkey in her position.
No.
It would have been not that easy and simple.
No, that's for sure.
And there was such an influx of people to Bethlehem that they ended up being in perhaps a cave or a barn that housed animals. We're not exactly sure, but we think it might have been a cave.
Yes.
Because that's what the shepherds would have their animals. And there this baby Jesus, not just any baby, the King of the universe, is born in these humble circumstances, and the news is heralded to humble people, the shepherds who are watching over their flocks. They're told about this baby and they listen. And I think it's an incredibly moving event.
Yes.
And one that, you know, mankind today still keeps a day each year to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the reason for the season, isn't he?
That's exactly right, and it's amazing. We've looked at one side of it before with our World Watch about the trillions of dollars being spent, but here we have the opposites. We have Jesus and the family, Joseph and Mary here, and Jesus was born in the most humble, most even humiliating of circumstances. He didn't come as a king in the royal family. He came to some of the poorest of people, and in the most trying circumstances, and of all places, born in an animal home. You know, that's the God that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one to just focus on fame and focus on the big things that glitter, but he cares for those who are struggling, and he's with those especially who are doing it tough, and who may not have the luxuries that other people have.
That's right.
Because that's what Jesus' whole life was about.
Well, he was very humble.
Yes.
And throughout his life, he didn't accumulate homes and goods, and he probably lived a life that we could all learn from, really, if we focus on Jesus.
Yeah, let's go to a song break, and we're going to hear Silent Night, and this is a classic, and so enjoy Silent Night.
Virgin Mother.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. This is Drive Time Big Q&A, and you're listening to the Lindy and Caden Show, and we'd like to wish
Caden
you a
Merry Caden and Lindy Show.
We're going to get this. We're going to determine what this is. Maybe you can help us. What sounds better, Lindy and Caden Show or the Lindy and Caden Show? And just message us what you think this Christmas Day. 0488 808 11. Which has a better ring to it?
Caden and Lindy or Lindy and Caden?
There you go. But it's great to spend Christmas Day with you from wherever you're listening. And we have a special Christmas Day edition of Drive Time Big Q&A today. And this week we've been looking at the theme of seeing Christ in Christmas. And so we're going to be looking at this topic more closely today. And before we do, let's just get to our giveaway for the day. And this is a really good book. This is a free giveaway that we want to give you. Think of it as a Christmas gift from your friends at Faith FM. All you need to do is accept it. And so this book is entitled Finding Messiah, How to Connect with God. And it's by Robbie Bergen. And so those of you who listen to Faith FM regularly will know Robbie Bergen very well. And so he wrote this book. This is one by him. And we'd love to give you this Christmas Day. And so just listen out for a code that we have for you that you need to text in to our Drive Time number. But before we get to that, let me just tell you a bit about this book here. The Bible tells us that humanity began in perfect harmony with God. But sin shattered that connection, leaving us unable to overcome evil on our own. Finding Messiah tells the story of God's love, a love strong enough to bridge the gulf created by sin, reconnecting us with the source of life and hope. So this book explores the truth that real transformation isn't achieved through effort or education, but through the life-giving power of Jesus. It invites you into an authentic encounter with Christ, the Messiah, who restores, renews, and brings us into the fullness of God's experience. And so we want to give you this free book, The Messiah. And to do that, all you need to do is text in the code, which is SA355, and you text it into 0488 808 11, and we will send you this book entirely for free. Think of it as a Christmas gift. You text in SA355 to 0488 808 11. We'll get your address off you as we text back to you, and we will send that to you as quick as possible. So please, if you haven't yet accepted this Christmas gift, this is Finding Messiah, How to Connect with God by Robbie Bergen. You just need to text in the code SA355 to 0488 808 11, and we'll send it straight to you. Isn't that wonderful?
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A, the Lindy and Caden Show. Lindy, it's Christmas Day, and we've been hearing a bit about the story from the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew in the Bible, about how Jesus was born and how his birth literally divided history. And so now we live in 2025, which is 25 years since he came the first time. And so we've reached this Christmas Day, and we've been exploring how he was born, just in very humble circumstances, just talking about how Christ is the center of Christmas.
He really is. But I was also reflecting, Pastor Caden, that there's possibly some listeners who don't keep Christmas. Not all Christians celebrate Christmas. It probably is a bit of an Australian tradition. You know, our Christmas cards have kangaroos and beaches on them, whereas the English ones have snow and little cottages. And
you won't find any snow here, that's for sure.
Not normally. I do remember a Christmas Day was in there? Melbourne where there was snow up the mountains.
Really?
Yes. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe if you are in the Melbourne area, keep an eye out for the snowy mountains.
That's exactly right. So it could be a bit of snow for you today. But, you know, sometimes I've found that we have to be respectful that there's perhaps people from different backgrounds and different walks in life who don't honour Christmas or the Christian tradition and don't honour Jesus as part of that. I don't know if you knew that the Japanese, they don't hold wedding ceremonies like we do. And on Christmas Day, you know what they eat?
What's that?
KFC.
Oy, really?
They all order KFC.
Yeah.
It's a very important tradition for them. It's interesting, isn't it? It must have been Colonel Sanders must have influenced them quite strongly years ago.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, I want to acknowledge that there are some people who don't believe that Jesus is as important as we believe him to be.
Yes.
And I want to encourage them to open their minds and hearts. And I also want to acknowledge that Christmas can be fun and joy-filled, but sometimes getting together with family there can be tension and some issues. Some people are isolated or not connected to their families. They feel lonely or stressed.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, if you're one of those people today, you're on our hearts, and we'll say a prayer at the end of the program to bless you. We want to give you that gift of the book, but we also want to give you God's love and care for you at this time. So the story of Jesus is unique. It's incredibly unique. There's nothing else like it. And that baby Jesus would have been an incredible baby in so many ways. It'd be so interesting to talk one day when we get to the kingdom to Mary about what Jesus was like as a baby. I don't know if you know that song, Pastor Caden, Mary, Did You Know, written by John Lowry.
Yep, I've certainly heard it, and, you know, as soon as you say it, the tune comes to your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not John Lowry, I've got that wrong, but anyway, that story is just a beautiful story in the song.
Yes.
Mark Lowry, sorry. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Yeah.
Did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? And I love this part. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mm.
Did you know that your baby boy will give sight to the blind man and calm a storm with his hand? He's walked where angels trod, and when you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. You know, I think about those beautiful words. I don't want to sing them and
come on,
hurt somebody's ears. Mary, did you know?
There we go.
That's your baby boy. So it's a beautiful song, and I just love those words. And at the end it says, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. This wasn't some just ordinary baby. This was the Son of God. This was God come down from his heavens to us. This was God with us. This was Christ. This was Emmanuel. This is the only God, the only person that can save us from our sins, the only person that can bring reconciliation and healing, the only person that can give our lives full meaning.
Yeah, and humanity,
I really believe this.
Humanity was looking forward to the Messiah for thousands of years before Jesus came.
Absolutely.
Because the promise of the Messiah was given right at the very beginning to Adam and Eve, that the Messiah would one day be born and conquer sin and conquer the devil. And so ever since then, humanity has been looking forward to this promised one, not knowing when the Messiah would come. And God gives various prophecies throughout the Old Testament.
That's right.
But talking
he didn't give
about
the day or the year or the hour.
Well, if you look in the book of Daniel, he actually does not give the day of the birth of Jesus, but actually in Daniel's time gives the time of the start of his ministry, where he was anointed to start his 3.5 year ministry when he was baptized.
Yes.
And so those living after Daniel, if they studied the scriptures like the wise men did, they would know the time where he would about come about.
That's right.
It's just amazing how they were looking forward, and, you know, perhaps every mother were thinking, Is this child going to be the Messiah?
Well, absolutely. And I'm sure the Holy Spirit convicted many people at that time, like the wise men, about that Jesus was going to be born at that time.
Yeah.
And they came looking for him.
Yeah,
and
they did.
We need to go looking for him. We need to look for him in our Christmas celebrations, in our Christmas day, and to bring it back to what it's really all about.
Do we put Christ in the centre of our Christmas day and Christmas celebration?
Absolutely.
It's something to think about, isn't it?
It certainly is. I'd like to share a scripture that's very important to me, and it's so well known, Pastor Caden.
Oh, yeah.
I think everyone knows it. John 3:16.
Oh, yes.
John 3:16. Yes. And this really summarizes everything about Jesus and who he was and what he was about. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Mm.
You know, I want to have everlasting life.
Yes.
And the only way that I can do that, the only way that you can do that, the only way that our listeners can have everlasting life is to believe in him.
Yeah.
And belief, this sort of belief requires action.
Yeah.
This requires action.
That's right. Yeah.
John 3:16.
Well, it's a popular verse, perhaps the most popular. Every time you read it, it's just something very powerful. We're going to go to our final song break for this evening. And, this song is a classic. It's entitled "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Please enjoy.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled.
Joyful though
ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, in the manger born King, while adoring angels sing, peace on earth to men goodwill, bid the trembling soul be still. Christ on earth has come to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the handborn Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Life and light to all he brings, ring with healing in his wings.
While he lays
his glory by, give them second birth.
Oh,
hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Oh, hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Welcome back. You're listening to Faith FM Drive Time, Big Q&A on this Christmas Day special. And Merry Christmas to you wherever you're listening to, right around Australia. You're listening to Big Q&A with Lindy and Caden. And we'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas. And we have a special gift that we want to give each of you. And this is the last opportunity to claim your Christmas gift for today. And this is a free book offer entitled Finding Messiah, How to Connect with God. This is by Robbie Bergen, a popular Faith FM presenter here on Faith FM. And we want to give you this book for free. And all you need to do is accept this offer, and you just text in the code to our drive time number. So listen for those details. But this book's about how the Bible tells us that humanity began in perfect harmony with God, but then sin came in and shattered that connection, leaving us unable to overcome evil on our own. So Finding Messiah, the book, tells the story of God's love, a love strong enough to bridge the gulf created by sin and reconnecting us with the source of life and hope, reconnecting us with Emmanuel, with Jesus, God with us. And so this book will explore the truth that real transformation isn't achieved through efforts or through education, but through the life-giving power of Jesus that all we need to do is accept. The book invites you into an authentic encounter with Christ, the Messiah who restores, renews, and brings us into the fullness of God's grace. And so to get your free copy of this book, you just need to text in the code to our drive time number. The code is SA355, and you text that to 0488 808 11, and we'll send this to you entirely for free. Again, the code is SA355 to 0488 808 11, and our robots will take over once you text it in, and we'll just get your name and your details from you so we know whom to send it to and where to send it to. And we'd love to be able to get this book to you straight away. So again, the code is SA355, and you just text it in to 0488 808 11. And we've been doing the whole Christmas story here on the program because it wouldn't be Christmas without Christ. Isn't that right, Lindy?
Absolutely, absolutely. He's in the name Christmas, Christ.
Yes, and that's right. So we can't forget the most important part of Christmas, can we?
We can't. And I was really pleased to read that in Melbourne they had stopped having any sort of nativity displays in the city. And they've brought them back again.
Is that so?
People like them.
What, this year?
That's my understanding.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So they tried to get rid of it. They tried to get rid of Christ. You know, some people when they write Christmas, they just get rid of Christ and put Xmas. And that bugs me.
I never put Xmas. I don't like it.
I really detest it when you just, instead of Christ, you put the X. Now, some people might say, oh, you know, it's just to save time, just to quickly put it down.
I think also there's some Hebrew or Greek application of the X
okay.
For me, I prefer to put Christ in it.
Yeah.
And when I send out Christmas cards, never Santa ones, they're always Christian ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, about Jesus.
You have to really find those Christian cards lurking at the back there somewhere of the card aisle.
Well, Boxing Day every year, I'm at Coorong when they have all the sales on, and I get my Christmas cards for the following year.
Yeah, that's right.
But yes, look, Christmas Day is a special day, and it's a day that here in Australia we are very privileged to be able to celebrate and to spend time with our family and friends, and yes, giving gifts. But I really hope and pray that our listeners have had a special Christmas day where they've remembered the reason for the day, the reason for the season, because it's all about Jesus.
Yes.
He was that beautiful little baby, but he wasn't just a baby. He was God with us, Emmanuel.
Mm.
And when Jesus often said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So we saw, if we look at his life, if we look at how he lived his life from when he was a child, there's a little bit of information about his childhood, but the sort of man that he was, a man filled with love, a man filled with compassion, a man who taught like no one else with principles and values that are just so powerful and life-changing and life-transforming.
Yeah.
And so, you know, today, of all the days of the year, Christmas Day, let us not ever forget what Christmas is really about.
Yeah, let's make it a day of commitments to get to know the Christ behind Christmas.
Absolutely.
Perhaps we've been just going through life, being busy and going through the motions and just taking it as it comes. But behind everything, there is Jesus who wants to come into our lives and get to know us and grant us the gift of salvation and to change us to become like him.
Yes. Yes, and he does redeem and he does restore and he does help. And some people might feel that this is the time, this is the day they want to renew their commitment to Christ.
Yes.
They don't have to wait for New Year's Day. They can do it today.
Do it today.
Do it today. Today is the day I choose to serve the Lord and to put Him first in my life, to focus on His life, to read about Him, to reflect on Him, to meditate on Christ and to ask Him to come and live in us.
Yep, every single day.
Christ in us, the hope of glory.
And this should be our New Year's resolution, to get to know Jesus more and every single day invite Him into your life. And, you know, Lindy, we're back on here next week. It's Christmas Day today, but in a week's time, it'll be New Year's Day.
Yes, and so we can talk about our New Year's resolutions then.
We're going to talk about them, but have a think now, plan for it, and we encourage you to put Christ into that, perhaps that number one on the list. But, yeah, Lindy, at this time, would you like to just pray for our listeners, for their commitments and for those who might be doing it hard at this particular time as well?
And let me just reflect on that verse again. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life."
Mm.
Father God, we thank You for this promise, this beautiful promise. We thank You that we do celebrate Christmas Day. We thank You for the blessings of it, and we pray, Father, that if anyone is listening and needs to hear more about the love that You have for them, may Your Holy Spirit touch their lives today.
Yes.
May they make a new decision, all of us, to recommit our lives to the Christ in Christmas. May we humble ourselves like He humbled Himself and seek after Him and His salvation. It's my prayer that everyone is blessed on this beautiful Christmas Day right across Australia. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, friends, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to the Lindy and Caden Show on this very special Christmas Day edition of Drive Time Big Q&A. Please join us again tomorrow when Emily and Naomi continue our Christmas week theme, Seeing Christ in Christmas. They'll be looking at the topic of the new start that changed my life. Until then, let me leave you with a few beautiful words spoken on that first Christmas night from Luke 2, verse 10. "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." May Jesus richly bless you this Christmas, and Merry Christmas.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.